Scott will look in. Kelly, who struck out swinging twice, sets and serves as a swing and a weak ground ball away from the left field line out of play. One down, so a 6-0 lead for the Rockers. They've out-hit the Raptors 7-0. They've shut Wisconsin Rapids down completely. No balls, a strike. One down, Scott sets, serves high. The ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. One down. Green Bay, an avalanche of runs in the first, are not done here in the third. As a curveball sweeps low and finds the zone, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Brandon Scott on his ninth pitch of the day. Mims at first. Andrew Harris stands at second. Kicks the 1-2 and a swing and a miss on the inside. Brandon Scott retires Kelly. That's the third straight time he struck out. Two down, Kendall Yule with a strikeout looking and also had a base hit. He's 1-2. At the University of Illinois Chicago from Calumet City, Illinois. A guy that will be attending the University of Illinois Chicago. He previously attended Kentucky. So a former Wildcat. Has been a big part of this team's success this season. Scott works in on a curveball and paints the zone at a strike. That one won. So Green Bay already with three runs here at top of the third. Runners on first and second. Two gone. Scott will toe the third base side of this lap. And look on second, kick the 0-1 way inside, but paints the zone, just clips it on the left edge. 0-2. Scott came across that with a fastball. So already with one strikeout. Looking to make it two. Mims started off with a base hit. Andrew Harris stole second. A two-strike count here for Scott. Kicks, turns, the 0-2 this time, and fouled on the inside and near the Green Bay dugout. But a 6-0 lead for the Rockers. No balls, two strikes. A two-strike count. Two gone. Looking into Scott. Looks over at second. The 0-2 as a swing and a sharply hit ball that bounces over the head of Johnson. On his way home from third is Andrew Harris. He'll slide cleat first. And Green Bay. Wow. That's exactly what happened to Johnson yesterday in Madison, except he fielded that ball. But this time today, it bounces over his head and takes an odd bounce. Kendall Yule, an RBI single, and Green Bay up 7-0. So Andrew Harris gets home. Now runners on first and second. The Rockers, four runs here at top of the third, showing no signs of slowing down after the rain delay. A 7-0 lead. They have eight hits. Two down and fouled away left side, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. That one is the count. Two down. Scott looks in. JoJo Jackson, who's 1-2, started his day off with a base hit, was able to cross home the first time a Rocker did that today in the first inning. Flew out to center his second time. So ball, two strikes, two outs. Green Bay just not done yet. Yule at first. At second is Mims. And Scott looks down. He'll come set, kick, serve, the 0-2 high. And once again at a fastball up above the right corner at 87. A ball, two strikes. So Green Bay, you know, they have certainly doing what they're needed to do, is winning games, playing at a high level. Unfortunately, Madison has taken a 5-2 lead over Wausau. And the 1-2 is high at a ball, 2-2. So Wisconsin Rapids has to hope Wausau comes back. You know, really, on their playoff chances, it doesn't matter, right? You could say, as far as their playoff chances on this game. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. It's about Madison, and if they win or lose, it could determine as a 2-2 fouled away just on the right field line. JoJo Jackson, 37 RBIs for this team, 30 runs as well. He has 58 hits. So Jackson, the right fielder, faces a two-ball, two-strike count. Runners on first and second. Kendall Yule, an RBI single, stands at first. And 2-2 from Scott, and down low to pass. Ball goes away from Smigalski on his way to third is Mims. So Max Mims to third. Yule remains at first. Runners around the corners. Man, oh man, Green Bay has certainly founded what they needed to do right now. Two down, the count runs full. Already four runs here at top of the third. Scott looks in, kicks the payoff, and just up above the zone at ball four. So this puts the bases loaded. JoJo Jackson at first. Jackson to first. At second is Yule, and at third is Max Mims, the nine-hole hitter. Jason Jones walked his first two times up. Green Bay already up 7-0, and they're not done yet. Astros are not hoping to have one of those nights where the game just really gets away from them. Scott finds in a fastball. No balls, a strike. Two down. That one is the count. The 0-1 from Scott outside. One ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike here on Jason Jones. Two down. Scott sets the 1-1 at a curveball high of the zone. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Here we're two down. Scott sets 2-1 outside and just can't really work it in. So three balls, one strike. One more ball brings in the eighth run for Green Bay. Two down. As a swing and a bouncer over towards Johnson at shortstop. Steps in, throws on to first, but Mims will not score. We head to the bottom of the third. Four runs for Green Bay. They lead 7-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
All So bottom of the third inning, a 7-0 lead for Green Bay. Joey Fear with you here on this late Friday night in Wisconsin Rapids. Well, I'll tell you, it has not been a game Wisconsin Rapids can be proud about through the first two and a half innings. They're down 7-0. They've been out hit 8-0. So they haven't even gone through the entire part of the order yet. The seven-hole batter, Alex Duffy, will lead off. So Duffy, they're Bernardsville, New Jersey native, so he's a DH today. Normally we see him at catcher because that is his normal position, but DHing today, Smigelski's behind the plate. So Duffy, a 200 batter, product of the Elon Phoenix down in North Carolina. Crabbe will set and throw. He remains back on the mound and throws at a strike, 0-1. So no balls, one strike. 0-1 count. And the 0-1 to Duffy outside, and again at a ball. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. So two balls, two strikes, and the 2-2 to Duffy at a check swing low, and he goes down. So Alex Duffy strikes out, and Bryce Crabbe, man oh man, four strikeouts through his first six batters. He has been on a tear. So Bryce Crabbe, you know, for him, it's he's had a great start, you know, nonetheless. So one down, and this brings in Jack Gifford, who swings and misses on a first pitch strike, 0-1. He's out of Cabrillo College from Santa Cruz, California. One down. Bryce Crabbe, a great command on the mound. And Gifford sees it a ball high. 1-1. So Jack Gifford at right field today. He's had three hits on 15 at-bats, four runs. He's had two RBIs. Had an RBI in his first at-bat as he check swings in for a strike, 1-2. Now, Bryce Crabbe has really found a good rhythm about himself. Really just working in his strikes to perfection. He throws outside, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one out. 2-2 is the count. Looking down, coming set is Crabbe. And 2-2 outside. Just can't work in on the inside corner. And the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. One down. Here, bottom of the third. A 7-0 lead for the Rockers. The payoff to Gifford as he fouls back behind home plate into the netting. So if Gifford and Walker, who's on deck, they both go out, that would be a 9-up and 9-down start for the Green Bay defensive side. The payoff to Gifford, and up on the inside, and Jack Gifford will get walked. That's the first time a Rafter batter has reached via either walk or hit. And so finally a base runner on for Wisconsin Rapids. And Gus Walker, a rising junior out of Marion, a native of Albuquerque, New Mexico, has no hits, only on two at-bats, but he has a run and a walk. A career 330 batter at Marion as a curveball paints the zone at a strike from Crabbe, 0-1. But yeah, Gus Walker batted a 373 this past season with Marion. 26 runs, 50 hits, 29 RBIs to go with that. So Walker, he usually comes in as a pinch runner, and given his speed and his agility as he swings and misses 0-2. On deck is Ty Johnson. Jack Gifford at first. Rafters just trying to get some offense going here on this Friday night. We had a great crowd on hand, but as soon as the rain came, as the throw over to Gifford and just got back in time. Third base coach Brian Dyer, first base coach Bob Galletta back with the team. So a two-strike count here on the left fielder, Gus Walker. Crab will come set, turns and throws. An attack from Matthews is just a little bit late to Gifford. No balls, two strikes, one out. 0-2 is the count. One gone, the 0-2 to Walker, and a swing and a ball popped up away towards the top of the grandstand and fouls off. And Gus Walker, a guy that has been brought into the team, hasn't seen, obviously, many at-bats, but, you know, with guys departing, not being with the team anymore, getting back to school, getting back to what they need to, I expect to see more of Gus Walker. One out, Gifford remains at first. Crab sets the two-strike count and just can't work in high up on a breaking ball at 77. On deck is Ty Johnson. 7-0 lead for Green Bay. One out. The 1-2 to Walker. High and outside at a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jack Gifford at first. He was walked. A first time a Rafter batter has got on base. And the checkoff over to Matthews, and Gifford gets back there in time. So really trying to pick off Gifford. A 7-0 lead for the Rockers. And the 2-2 to Walker just up on the inside. It comes in for a ball. Rafters just trying to get the bats going, trying to get some momentum here, because the stadium certainly has felt empty since the departure of all these fans. Yeah, I don't blame them. I mean, at the time, the payoff to Walker, another foul off. And at the time, it was rain, thunder, lightning. And I'm surprised they kept this game going. I think the reason they did was because it's late in the season, a potential playoff spot looming for either side. Green Bay's already had one, but for the Rafters. So one out. Bryce Crabb, four strikeouts, looking to make it five. Another checkoff over to first, and Gifford just gets back there in the nick of time. Bryce Crabb, 46 pitches, struck out four batters and has walked Gifford. One gone, kicks the payoff to Walker. Another foul ball. Rafters dugout, lively down there, and rightfully so, trying to get their team back. One out. Coming set is Crab. The payoff to Walker. Way inside. He'll see ball four. So Gus Walker working the count back-to-back walks. Only one out. We head to the top of the order. Ty Johnson, who grounded out to first. He grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. So Johnson, 0-for-1, but nonetheless, a guy that leads the team and hits runs. Second on the team in RBIs. One out. Johnson, runners on first and second. Walker on first. Gifford remains at second. And the first offering is a strike. 0-1. The ball's a strike with one out. And another pitch inside and out and away at a ball. 1-1. We look at it here. Ty Johnson, a guy nearing his 40th RBI, has had at least an RBI in seven of his past nine games. So Johnson swinging the bat a lot better lately, and a liner into Matthews, catches it, steps on first. You'll never have an easier double play. We head to the top of the fourth, 7-0, Green Bay in front.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, 7-0. The Green Bay Rockers in front here on this Friday night in Wisconsin Rapids. This is the last Friday game, regardless if the Raptors make the playoffs. So, setting in is Scott. He'll throw high. This time he'll face Zane Zielinski, who walked and flew out to center. So Ty Johnson lined one into Matthews, who stepped on first. So that was a double play. Zielinski. We'll see the 1-0 from Scott on a swing and a ground ball that goes, bounces into the glove of Castillo. Steps in and throws on. And he gets Zielinski for one down. So an assist there from Castillo. And Mateo Matthews, boy, he's had a heck of a start. 2 for 2, an RBI single his both times up. So he's been doing well. One down. Scott will kick, serve to Matthews, and goes low at a ball. 1-0. Curveball there from Brandon Scott. 28 pitches, has allowed two hits, a walk, but has a strikeout. So Matthews, the Chino, California native, has gone up to his 34th and 35th RBI this game. An RBI single in each of his first two at-bats. So really a good start for the first baseman. Was just responsible for that double play. Can get it done on both sides of the ball. And the 1-1 and a curveball high the right side of the zone. 2-1. So two balls a strike with one down. Brandon Scott out of Hillsdale College. Appeared for the team for the first time on August the 4th. Has a swing and a miss on the inside, 2-2. The Raptors had guys leaving out of the bullpen, so they brought in returning guys like Brandon Scott. Familiar with Wisconsin Rapids, played with the team 4 games last season, had a 1-1 record. And the 2-2, and it hits Matthews up on the shoulder. He'll take first. So Mateo Matthews hit by a pitch that puts a runner on for Green Bay, and once again, they're in business. And a guy that's probably had an even better start than Mateo Matthews, Nainoa Cardenas, is an RBI single and a 2-run home run into left center field. So they've had no answer for Cardenas. So the catcher, 8 hits for Green Bay. Top of the fourth inning. One down. Coming set, serving on a check swing. On the inside of the ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. And with only one out, the Hawaii native, Reynoa Cardenas. And the checkoff over to first to Bornick. Mateo Matthews gets back in time. But a start for Green Bay that they surely can be proud about. Brandon Scott. One out. He looks off at first. Kick serves the 1-0, and Cardenas fouls it away right side. A 1-1. So one ball, one strike. With one out. Scout will look in. Matthews bends low at first as Cardenas swings and bounces a ball towards the third baseman. Carlson charges at it and throws the first. He gets Cardenas, getting the second is Matthews. Now Cardenas goes down, which is two outs, puts a runner in scoring position. So good play from the third baseman, Kyle Carlson, who's made a ton of good plays in the past couple games. Two outs. Andrew Harris, he'll step in now. Harris to DH, 0-for-1, but has a run. He drew a walk and struck out. As Harris lines the ball into the glove of Carlson, steps in and catches it. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, Wisconsin Rapids doesn't allow any runs for the second time this game. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We return to the bottom of the fourth inning. Wisconsin Rapids right now, and they're currently down 7-0. So I'll tell you, it has not been the best of starts for the Rafters after a tough defeat yesterday. And so a guy that will step on the mound for them, a new pitcher for Green Bay. And I'll tell you, Wisconsin Rapids, I mean, it's, you know, we look at it and we can say, hey, it's okay to lose this game, but at the same time, you want to play good baseball, specifically at the end of the year. So a new pitcher in for the Rockers. Alec Castillo will step in now. Henry Chabot will step in. So Chabot now, it's his first time on the mound today. Bryce Crabb's day is done. Chabot looks in as Crabb went 3 innings, 51 pitches, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. So Alec Castillo now. Castillo struck out swinging his first time out. Looks and fires on Castillo, and it comes in at a ball 2-0. A two-ball count. Henry Chabot kicks, turns. The 2-0 to Castillo is right down the plate. You know, Chabot, a guy who's had 8 games appeared with an 0-1 record. 2 saves, 15 innings of work. He's allowed 11 hits, 9 runs. Has walked 9 batters but 19 strikeouts. So he appeared against the Raptors back on July the 28th, where he won an inning and 2 strikeouts. And works in a strike there at 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chabot looking to retire his first batter with a strikeout of his own. Castillo, a 267 batter. He'll see the 2-2 and right down the plate for strike 3. Castillo saw it looking. And Chabot, a good start. Castillo starts his day off 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. David Smigelski grounded out to shorten his first time up. 1 out. Coming set, kicking and serving is Chabot. And finds the plate in for a strike, 0-1. Chabot has had an at-bat. He's listed as a catcher. Boy, he can work in strikes as he does there as a swing and a miss down low 0-2. So a 2-strike count here with 1 down, bottom of the fourth. A 7-0 hole for Wisconsin Rapids to fill. They've been out hit 8-0. So just looking to get the bats going. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Smigelski goes down. Back-to-back strikeouts for Chabot. So a 91-mile-per-hour fastball that peppers the right side of the zone. Orlando Lordoy struck out swinging. He's 0-1. So Lordoy has a home run, which he acquired his first time appearing in a game for the Raptors back in the middle of July on July the 15th. He went 2-for-4 against Kalamazoo that game with a solo shot to right. That's the only time he's had a home run. So he's had 9 RBIs as well. Chabot hit a first-pitch ball. Lower the zone, 1-0. So 1-0 count with 2 down. Chabot, a 5.4 ERA, but already 2 strikeouts today. He's up to 21 on the season. 2 gone, and a 1-ball count to Lordoy outside and above. And a ball 2-0. So 2-0 count. Two down. Coming set, kicking in Chabot. And just up above the zone at a curveball, 3-0. So 3-0 count with 2 down. Lordoy 0-1. Now Panama City, Panama native, got 6 runs this season. He'll see ball 4. 4 straight balls on Lordoy. He'll take first. This is what Wisconsin Rapids needs. They need momentum. They need guys to get on base to put themselves in a position where, you know, you look at it, down 7-0. They haven't even gotten a hit yet. James Bornick, one of those guys that can help them do that. He's 0-1 with a strikeout swinging. Has had a home run in each of his past 2 games. So has swung the bat a lot better. The Green Bay, Wisconsin native, facing his hometown of the Rockers. At Marin University as well. 9 hits, 6 runs. Was huge in the Madison series. And looking off over at first, Lordoy just remains there. He didn't even move. So it was nothing to check off. So 1-ball count. Here with 2 down, Lordoy. A big lead off at first as the throw on the inside of the ball. 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes, and 2 outs. Bottom of the fourth, Chris Kreplin jogging on out there to talk with Chabot. Already a 7-0 lead for Green Bay. They've out-hit Wisconsin Rapids 8-0, so really has not been a start that they would have liked. You know, Green Bay got going later in the first inning because It was Mitchell Whitkamp who got the start on the mound. Two straight strikeouts with the first two batters, and then the problem started after that. So Green Bay has had full total control this game, not allowing any hits and scoring a ton of runs here early. Two gone. A two-ball count. Standing on first is Lordoy. Bornacuzzo for one, Chabot the 2-0, and way down low at a ball 3-0. So he started his day striking out Castillo and Smigalski, has walked Lordoy one more ball away from throwing back-to-back walks. And the 3-0 way up above the zone. Bornick will take first. So Bornick on first, Lordoy on second. And Kyle Carlson, the third baseman. A ground out to third, his first time up. Two down. To set the serve, and a curveball down the plate at a strike, 0-1. So no balls, one strike with two outs. Kyle Carlson has been struck out 39 times this season. Chabot the 0-1, and up inside of the zone 0-2. 19 hits for Carlson. A 218 batter, 9 runs as well. Bornick at first. At second stands Lordoy. Back-to-back walks have thrown from Chabot. A two-strike count goes home and a swing and a miss. Carlson goes down. Three strikes in this inning for Chabot. Three strikeouts. We head to the top of the fifth. Rafters down 7-0.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside, top of the fifth inning, as Wisconsin Rapids down 7-0. So the Rockers in total control this game. Brandon Scott remains on the mound. 36 pitches has allowed two hits, a walk, and thrown a strikeout. He'll face Max Mims here, bottom of the order. And a first pitch ball outside, 1-0. So eight hits for Green Bay. They've really swung the bat at a high rate today. And the 1-0 from Scott. And a swing and a high fly ball into Lordoy in center. Walks on over to it and lets it drop in his glove for one down. So Mims flies out. We take it to the top of the order with Cooper Kelly 0-3. All three times he's been up to bat, he's struck out. Twice swinging, once looking. So one gone. Cooper Kelly 0-3. A Kansas Jayhawk, 29 RBIs this season, and he'll take strike one down the plate. That works in at a fastball. One gone. So Brandon Scott nearing his 40th pitch. Nobody warming up at the bullpen down there for Wisconsin Rapids as Scott throws in at a strike two. Kind of a jab outside from Kelly. 0-2. One out, top of the fifth. No balls, two strikes. And a two-strike count from Scott and another miss. He strikes him out in three straight balls. And so three strikes. So good for Brandon Scott there, his second strikeout. Two down. So Cooper Kelly, 0 for 4. Two down as Kendall Yule, a strikeout looking, a base hit and an RBI single, so a good day for him. No balls, a strike. Two outs. Scott with two strikeouts. He'll kick, turn the 0-1. Down the plate for strike two. Looking to go back-to-back strikeouts. It was Mims who flew out to center, and a strikeout from Kelly. So Brandon Scott, can he get up to three today? The 0-2 to Yule, and above the zone of the ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, two down. Scott looks down. He'll kick, turn the 1-2 to Yule, high and above the zone, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Kendall Yule, 2 for 3. Deuces run across the board. Kendall Yule out of University of Illinois Chicago swings and misses. Brandon Scott gets in that time. He's up to three strikeouts, back-to-back strikeouts for him. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Wisconsin Rapids holds Green Bay for the second time, up to zeros on the board, but they still trail 7-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Alex Duffy will lead off. He's 0 for 1. He struck out swinging his first time up. So the DH here will lead off. Bottom of the fifth, a 7-0 lead for the Green Bay Rockers. They certainly have rocked Wisconsin Rapids this game. It's been a tough outing on both sides of the ball, you know, giving up 8 hits, but on the flip side, they haven't had any hits yet. They've had guys get on base, 4 walks, which guys have got on, but Chabot sets in and throws at a ball, 1-1. So 1 ball, 1 strike. All right, count runs at one apiece. Chabot sets to Duffy in a swing and a miss. One and two. Alex Duffy batting at 200. 11 hits, 7 runs. One and two is the count. Coming set. Inside is Chabot. The 1-2 to Duffy outside it again. Just can't work in that left corner. And a fastball at 90 and below the zone. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A 2-2 count to the DH Duffy. He'll see ball three. And the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Alex Duffy, hoping to get walked. And he'll see the payoff from Chabot. Way up and in, and a curveball. Can't work in that right corner. Duffy will take first. So Alex Duffy gets first. There's been five walks that Green Bay has thrown. No runners have gotten home because there's been no hits. Jack Gifford, who's walked as... So Duffy on first, has a swing and a bouncer that stays fair, coming out to get to it. On his knees, the throw to first is the pitcher, Chabot. Kind of slipped up there, made the play anyways. Duffy gets to second. So Gus Walker now will step in, but you know, down in up in Wausau, yeah, you have Madison, a 5-2 lead for them. And they're in a position right now, they're hoping if they can hang on, if they get six more outs, they will see themselves in the Northwoods League playoffs, which will eliminate Wisconsin Rapids. So we'll monitor that game and see how that goes on throughout. But here down in Rapids, you have the Raptors just really struggling on both sides. Even if the Raptors, if Wausau were to come back and take down Madison and the Raptors lose this game, they're still alive. Because Green Bay would put themselves with a game back in hopes that if Madison loses, Green Bay wins. Tomorrow, your approach is, you don't want to tell your players to lose the game, but in retrospect, that's exactly what you want to have to happen, because a split does you no good. As a 2-0 down the plate at a strike, 2-1. And a split does not help you. It just doesn't, because it would put each team a game back of Madison, so they wouldn't want that. You either want to sweep or to get swept, because Green Bay, if they win both halves, then it goes to the second overall best record, which the Raptors do have. Pretty interesting, the scenario, and the 2-1, a swing and a miss from Walker, who walked his first time up. One gone, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 from Chabot, and fouled backside. Duffy at second. One down. Gus Walker, who walked his first time up. Duffy, 180 feet away from the first time the Raptors would score or run. And a ball here, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes with one out. And the count runs full. There hasn't been a Raptor runner on base who has reached third today. And that has just not been the case. One out. Walker. We'll see the payoff from Chabot and foul it again. Boy, he's really done well to stay in these counts, not go away so easily. If that includes a foul off, a tip, anything to take a ball, he'll put himself in a good position. But he faces a full count here. Duffy on second. Gus Walker hasn't had a hit for the Raptors this season. Has crossed home plate once. One out. And Chabot has to reset. steps off the mound for a sec. Three balls, two strikes. One out. The payoff to Walker. Outside for ball four. Gus Walker to first. Back-to-back times he's been walked. It takes us to the top of the order with Ty Johnson. A ground out to the pitcher. And a line out double play to Matthews. One gone. Runners at first and second. Top of the order with Ty Johnson, 0 for 2. 65 hits. You take it back to the first game against Madison on Wednesday. It was the top of the second inning. Bases were loaded and absolutely nuked a ball into right field. And asking Ty about that, saying, did that feel good when it came off the bat? He goes, that's the only home run that I knew as soon as I hit the ball, it was gone. And that certainly was the case. I mean, he absolutely crushed that ball for his first Grand Slam, he said, of his career. So it comes in a Raptors uniform. A two-ball count here, 1-0, one out. Runners on first and second. Chabot, 36 pitches, has thrown four walks, and he throws it high and a ball, 3-0. So there is a rocker pitcher warming up in the bullpen. One gone. A three-ball count, so we'll see if Green Bay, it looks like they will go to the bullpen. Chabot has thrown four walks. As it looks like here. Chris Kreplin now having a word. You know there's not that many people down here at Witterfield when you can hear Kreplin having a word with the umpire, Terry Kondich. He's not happy, and he's definitely having a word down there. One out, a three-ball count. Kreplin furious right now. Boy, he's not happy. I mean, you're already up 7-0. There is no reason for these extra antics. I mean, right now, there's no need for it. If you're Green Bay, like, hey, we can calm down here. We're in a big lead in the top of in the bottom of the fifth. Runners on first and second. So Kreplin back towards his dugout. And it looks like, is Kreplin, is he done? Has he got to go back towards the locker room? It looks like he does, yeah. So Kreplin is gone. He's going back towards the locker room. He is furious. He's still talking. This is what Wisconsin Rapids needs. You know, a shift in momentum. It's dead right now. It's quiet there. It's late. You know, it's almost 11 o'clock here on a Friday night. You need some momentum. You need a shift. And certainly that can help. So Kreplin's gone. A three-ball count here with one out. So Kreplin, yeah, he's gone. So Ty, I don't know what he was mad about, but nonetheless, a 3-0 count outside for ball four. And bases become loaded. So Chabot throws his fifth walk. And now Alec Castillo will step in. So perhaps the Raptors can crack the scoreboard for the first time today. Johnson at first. At second is Walker. And at third is the designated hitter, Alex Duffy. So now they're calling to the bullpen. Chabot, his day looks to be done. When an inning in a third, 38 pitches, has thrown five walks but three strikeouts. He started off well with back-to-back strikeouts but really couldn't find the zone there. So Kirk Schreider now coming out and wants to have a word with his base runners. One gone. No balls, no strikes. That's the first ejection I think I've seen for the Raptors for either side, you know, either for the coach or for Kirk or the other team. That's the first time, and it's happened in game 71. Only took 71 games for that to happen. Not that you're encouraging that to happen, but nonetheless, I mean, I'll tell you, that's pretty interesting for Kreplin to get so highly tempered there and just have a short temper because, I mean, your team is up 7-0. They've out-hit the Raptors. They haven't allowed any hits for Wisconsin Rapids. In my mind, that's what you don't need. You don't need yourself to get thrown out in a game which you're already up big. You've already clinched a playoff spot. There is no need for these antics because this could help Wisconsin Rapids. They have the bases loaded, one out. You know, that's what you need. So, interesting there for Kreplin to kind of have that and get really mad at the umpires. And, you know, he used a different piece of language, I could put it, down there. And that's basically what happened for the ejection. So Jake Liberta will step in for Henry Chabot. So Liberta, the left-hander. And he's a guy who's been here for a while. 22 games, a 1-0 record out of the University of Hawaii at Hilo. A native of Phoenix, Arizona. 35 innings, 35 hits allowed, 31 runs, but 19 strikeouts as well. So one gone. Jake Liberta will go to work. So the left-hander now making his 23rd appearance. His last appearance against the Raptors was on July the 30th. When an inning in the third, walked two batters and had a strikeout. He gave up a hit and a run as well. But so Jake Liberta has 7.20 ERA. The third pitcher out of the bullpen for the Rockers. Stepping in now is Alec Castillo. Castillo 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Liberta throws high at a curveball. Out and away, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Johnson at first. At second stands Walker. And at third is Duffy. Bases loaded for the Raptors. The most momentum they've had. And it comes here in the bottom of the fifth. The 1-0 and a swing and a miss. A little bit late there for Castillo on the inside. And a ball and a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. One down. One gone, the 1-1, and Castillo fouls it off. A ball and a strike. One down. Alec Castillo. We'll see it, a ball and two strikes. Had two RBIs yesterday. They were both on doubles. Perhaps he can get the Raptors going in a direction that they're down 7-0 on the 1-2. Right down the plate, Castillo sees it looking. So Jake Liberta starts his day off with a strikeout. Two gone. So David Smigelski now will step in. Grounded out to short and struck out swinging. So Smigelski, the catcher. Six runs, six RBIs. Bases loaded. Raptors eager for a hit. They haven't had one in 4 2/3 inning. You know, perhaps can they get something going here? Two down. The set to serve high and above. And a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count with two down. So David Smigelski, six RBIs, eight hits on the season. And Liberta throws a curveball above the zone, 2-0. A two-ball count, two down. Liberta looks at second. Kicks, turns to 2-0. And Smigelski will see ball three. So one more ball cracks the scoreboard for Wisconsin Rapids. The first time they would get a run on the board today. So unfortunately, Madison has gotten another run. They're up 6-2 in the top of the ninth. If they get three more outs, this game does not matter. Wisconsin Rapids would be eliminated. As ball four comes down, Smigelski to first. Duffy walks on home, and Wisconsin Rapids gets on the board for the first time today. So 7-1 is the score. So, a run scores. They haven't had a hit yet, but for them, their discipline at the plate, not going on these pitches that they know they shouldn't be throwing, they shouldn't be swinging at. Lord only struck out swinging, and also